I think the biggest innovation that happened with IDEA came about with the inclusion of transition assessments. Transition assessments have really helped get transition education more focused. We have a battery of transition assessments we have to do. And one of them has to be a formal assessment, meaning that it's a standardized assessment that has adequate psychometric properties that we know it's a good assessment to help students plan for their life after high school. That sets the tone and gets the boat going in the right direction. But the engine that really drives the motor to get the boat going are the annual transition goals. And we now know that there's a set of generalizable behaviors. They're non-academic skills that when students learn these behaviors, it increases their likelihood of post-secondary education or post-secondary employment. So as we assess students, we need to focus on assessments that will look at these generalizable non-academic behaviors, establish our strengths and needs using those assessments, and then based on the needs, develop annual transition goals to ensure that we teach students those generalizable non-academic behaviors, like student involvement in their IEP meeting, is disability awareness, interacting with others, knowledge of strengths and limitations. When they learn those generalizable critical non-academic skills, it will help them attain whatever their ultimate goals are. That's probably the most important thing we can do in transition, is to teach kids those generalizable non-academic skills.